Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and welcome. Yeah, that's right. Welcome to the show, like the man says, that could change your life if you pay attention, if you're willing to get educated. If after the show you're willing to find a little time to get to my website at drmedici.com, that's drmedici.com, and listen to the show again and study. Can you put health on the A-list? Can you put these topics I discuss every week on the A-list? Today's topic, diet and disease. Contrary to the standard conventional medical opinion, diet and disease do have a relationship. Not just diet and health, diet and disease. That's right, the disease you got, the symptom you suffer from, can very much be related to the food that you eat. Well, okay, to some of you that's new. To others, that's old hat. You already know that. You listen to Health Talk Radio because you understand that there's a relationship between the two. But you're confused. That's right. You're confused because there are so many opinions. There are so many opinions out there from so many credentialed people, and you're confused. Well, I'm going to end the confusion for you if you'll listen hard for the next 25 minutes. Because I think I've done it all. I've done what hasn't been invented yet. I've looked at it, I've correlated to my clients, and I've put it together in a cohesive form for you to understand. Let's lend an ear. The paleo diet. One modern form of confusion are the carnivores versus the vegetarians. So much about it. Lauren Cordain, PhD, credentialed gentleman, out of one of the leading universities, tells people to eat like the hunter-gatherer. In other words, meat, fruit, nuts, seeds, vegetables. And this contradicts so many studies, so many well-researched, well-credentialed studies saying that meat is no good. Meat causes cancer. You have cancer, you ate meat. You have cancer, you have disease, you have Alzheimer's, you have Parkinson's, you ate rotten meat. And that meat, along with the saturated fat, plugged you up and got you sick. How do you abide this? The China study, one of the icons of our modern day literature, stating studies from the strictest standards in the scientific method, from the most credentialed people, from the best schools in America, if not the world, you eat meat, you get sick. So what's the do about the paleo diet? There's the ketogenic diet, basically stating the same thing. The Weston Price Institute, filled with medical doctors, osteopaths, chiropractors, etc., around for years off the work of the esteemed Weston Price, telling you to eat meat, not only meat, dairy, meat and fatty dairy. And that's the way to go. And you'll have health that way. Of course, one of my favorites, Agnes von der Planitz. Yeah, try that name on for size. The primal diet. A-A-J-O-N-A-S. Agnes. Just type in Agnes primal diet. There you'll see one of my heroes. Recipes for living raw. Three different books saying essentially the same thing. And yet, on the other camp, you've got vegetarianism howling. Well, I'm going to introduce a perspective here submitted by an anthropologist who won the Pulitzer Prize, an anthropologist who took his PhD in physiology in 1958, An anthropologist who's an award-winning author and who honestly couldn't care less about how you ate. But he made a contribution that I think we should think about. His name is Jared Diamond. He's written many books: Guns, Germs, and Steel, The History of Mankind, understood by looking at warfare, disease, and then, of course, industrialism. Won him the Pulitzer Prize. That's not the book. He wrote another book called The Third Chimpanzee. In this book, in chapter 8 of this book, and if you get to the website, drmedici.com, if you get to that website, you'll see reference to Jared Diamond. If you listen on my website to any of these other shows I've done, all 270, I have about 7 or 8 hours of information on food, digestion, how you choose your food, how you prepare your food, and how you get perspective on how to navigate with all these different opinions. But back to Jared Diamond, agriculture's mixed blessings. He traces corn from South America to Central America to North America. And when I say he traces corn and then compares it to disease rates as assayed by forensic testing, DNA testing of skeletons in the earth, telling him what people died of. And this is very easy to do now. We have the technology to do this. And what Dr. Diamond found is people got sick. They got 10 times the rate of disease as corn migrated from South America to Central America to the Ohio and Illinois river valleys by 1000 AD. If you follow the evolution of corn, you follow the evolution of 10 times the rate of chronic disease. Now that's powerful. It's powerful because this is 1000 AD. This is corn, clean corn, organic corn, pre-chemical, pre-industrial corn. And what it's starting to suggest, and what Diamond suggests, being completely unbiased here, is that when we shifted from hunter-gatherer into agrarianism, when we stopped being nomadic, when we stopped eating fruit, nuts, seeds, berries, and meat, and we moved to grains, something happened to our health. Now, lots of other studies have been done like this, and they all point to the superiority of the hunter-gatherer diet. Now, you've got to compare this now to the vegetarians. And when we talk vegetarianism, we're talking Joel Fuhrman. We're talking Dr. McDougall. We're talking David Wolfe. We're talking Brian Clement of the Hippocrates Institute. And they're going to tell you the opposite. McDougall is going to tell you, unless you eat a starch-based diet, as many South Americans do, you're not going to have health. If you touch a piece of steak and chicken and fish, you're not going to have health. And this argument goes on and on. It gets even more intense than that. If you listen to Brian Clement, Ann Wigmore, Kolvinoskis, and many of the people from the Hippocrates Institute down in Florida, a wonderful place, it's given people a ton of health. They're one of the many camps of vegetarianism. McDougall, Joel Fuhrman, Brian Clement, David Wolfe. And they're saying to the paleo people, they're saying to the Weston Price ketogenic diet, they're saying to the primal diets, they're saying to the hunter-gatherer diet, big mistake. And that's why you're confused. Now, nobody gets more confused than doctors. Because doctors start out like you, and then they study, and then they have to make choices. They have to make choices for their patients, their clients. Doctors get more confused than you. And why wouldn't they? What's a young doctor to do when all the senior doctors are arguing with each other? I've looked everywhere. I've kept an open mind. I've decided everybody's right. I've decided it because these guys are not lying. When vegetarians tell you it has given them health, when doctors who espouse vegetarian lifestyles say they've seen it change the lives of their patients and taking them from disease back to health, they're not lying. They're telling you their personal experience and the truth. And it's the same thing with the hunter-gatherer diets. Everybody's telling the truth. But what everybody fails to do, and this is my point, and this is the point of the show, or one of the points, is that they don't look at where they fail. This is where we have confusion. Doctors just add up their successes and tout their successes, write books about their successes, market their successes, commercialize, popularize their successes, enjoy all the benefits of doing that. And they don't realize that one out of every two or one out of every three people that does what they tell them to do doesn't get healthy. Now, if you collectively add that up, it explains everything. It explains reality. And it should lead you to understand, well, I don't know why this is so hard. It should lead us to understand that everybody's different. Should an Eskimo eat like a Brazilian? Should someone on the plains of Africa, out in the middle of the desert, eat like a Viking? Should a Viking eat like someone from the south of India? Should someone from Ireland eat like someone from Italy? Should someone from Italy eat like someone from northern Japan? Does that make any sense to you? Isn't that an appeal to your common sense? Wouldn't we readily agree that we're all different? Then why? Then why, if that's so easy to understand, would doctors be out there saying this is the way to do it? Well, I'm here to tell you today that there's no one size that fits all. And that what explains everything, lest we think these doctors are lying, Dr. Atkins, the Atkins diet, who told people, do not eat carbs, eat meat, was a personal friend of Dr. McDougall. They've interviewed each other on their shows. They were respectful of each other as professionals and vehemently, violently opposed to each other's opinions. I don't think either man, in my estimation of them, was ready to tell the other man that when they touted their successes that they were lying. They weren't lying. They were forgetting to look at where they failed. And in the big picture, what everyone's doing is not coming to terms with the fact you can't preach dogma. There is no one way for anybody. At any time in your life, as the seasons change, the food can change. As you age, the food can change. Based on your anthropology, based on your blood type, based on the stars, based on your mood, based on your disease. You know, a lot of diets that work for you when you're diseased do not work for you when you're healthy. And there are many systems of medicine. If you get to drmedici.com, you'll see in my 270 shows, the shows I do on food and how to choose your foods. Those shows, in fact, get into the different ways. And what they all lead to, and where the show really takes off now, what they all lead to is a plea to you from your soul to learn to eat intuitively. To eat intuitively, to learn to listen to your body. When you go out to your next meal, ask yourself, did you get satiety? I didn't say full. I didn't say stuffed. I said, did you eat to satiety? Haven't you ever gone to Europe and had a good meal in Europe? How many times have you heard people come back from Europe and say, you know, I ate half as much. I had twice the energy. And all my IBS and all my indigestion, I never had any. I couldn't believe it. I ate the pasta, it digested great. I ate the meat, it digested great. I mixed the meat with the pasta, and that digested great. Mary, I really don't get it. When I go to Europe, I can eat. And when I do my typical day here in the United States, in the city of Los Angeles, or anywhere in America, I just don't find that I can digest as well. How many times have you heard that? Happens all the time. The Europeans have retained a connection to the word satiety. Satiety is that happy feeling that you get when you've just had enough, it tasted really good, and you didn't bloat, and you didn't get gas, and the food didn't hurt your body, it didn't cause diarrhea, It didn't cause IBS.